Hey everyone, welcome to this week's edition of the Wobcast. Producer Nate Vaughn here, Mike Wobshaw, your regular host, on a nice vacation in balmy Florida. Apparently, Minnesota summers weren't quite warm enough for him, so a well-deserved vacation for Mike Wobshaw, so I'll sit in for him today. I'm not here to offer you all the hot takes like your man Wobby, but I can transition with the best of them, so that's what I'm going to do right now. We'll start with Josh Duhamel. If you were tuned in to any sort of Vikings media over the past week, you know Josh Duhamel visited Winter Park on Tuesday. Vikings.com had everything covered, including a sit-down with Wobby, where they talked about growing up a Vikings fan, coping with the way last season ended, and how he'd rank our Vikings mobile app. Really?
We are joined by Josh Duhamel, big-time Hollywood actor, but also big-time Vikings fan, spending the day here at Winter Park. Hey, Josh.
How you doing, Wobby?
I'm great, man. You comfortable with that? I know you're comfortable with a big-time Vikings fan, but you're a big-time actor, too. So
I'm comfortable with that.
All right, let's go with this.
Yeah, I'm working on my self-confidence, so I'll take that.
This is a fun treat for Vikings fans who get to watch all of your work on the big screen, and now they get to listen to you and watch you right here at Winter Park.
You know, I came to Winter Park last year for the first time ever, you know, having been a Vikings fan forever. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty intimidating, man. Walking on this campus and, you know, seeing Bud Grant mm-hmm. in his office, going through boxes with all of his pheasants and deer and stuff all over.
Yeah.
And just, you know, meeting Coach Zimmer and everybody, you know, for a guy, you know, on the outside coming into something like this is intimidating, but it was, mm-hmm. it was one of the highlights of my year. Yeah. And then to see them go on and do what they did last year was, I take a lot of credit for that.
Okay.
I felt like I was the good luck charm.
You put a lot of work into it, right?
I did.
Well, we certainly know.
I think Zimmer would concur.
We certainly know you put a lot of thought into it.
I did. I was sending a lot of good vibes from Southern California. Trust mm-hmm. me. I have one of those horns. You know those? I bought it online on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Like those blow horns.
Sort a mini
like
gala horn.
Like a miniature version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the Vikings score, I blow that sucker through the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have no idea what it's coming from or why, but it's one of the little local traditions. I was there, and the shuffling of the snow boots walking out of that stadium was just like a silence. But all you could hear was the shuffling of those snow boots, and it was shocking. But at the same time, I think that there was also this feeling that we're right there.
Yeah.
This team is right there. I mean, we won that game. We just didn't win, and so I really believe that this team, with this coaching staff. And this group of guys, from what I hear, all high character, really get along.
Yeah,
it's what it takes to win championships, and I think that they're right there.
This is very therapeutic right now for us.
It is, why?
Yeah, well, because we're talking about, you know, what happened last year and how it's going to motivate us for next year. And
I really feel that.
I love it.
It doesn't feel like maybe Vikings of past where it didn't feel like a choke job to me. It just felt like, I mean, the conditions were unrelenting.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And it was, I mean, literally, I had a beer in my, I had like a giant parka with my snow cap, and I had my Teddy jersey pulled over the top of my parka. I looked like the Incredible Hulk. And in my pockets of my parka, I had my beers.
Yeah.
With those, you know, those little hand warmer things you can hold on to, stuff them in your boots or in your gloves and they keep your hands warm.
Yep.
I had those stuffed in my pockets and I had my beer stuff inside that and I still couldn't keep my beer from freezing.
Right. I was going to say, like, you'd think that would make the beer warm, but no, you're just trying to keep it from becoming ice.
And it didn't work.
And it didn't do it. Do you get into the draft? Do you love it?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm just a football junkie, man. I just love the NFL.
You know, speaking of that, my man, Marty Fish. Do you know Marty?
I know Marty. I know him. I know him a little bit.
He's a big Vikings fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. He's the other guy that I know that's a Vikings fan. Is he from Minnesota originally?
I should know the answer to that, but I don't. But he's a huge fan, especially around draft time and mm-hmm. on game days. I mean, I'm hearing from Marty Fish. Like,
mm-hmm.
like he thinks I've got, you know, Zimmer on speed dial, and I can tell him, you know, what he thinks.
Like, tell him to go for it on fourth.
Yeah, like that's, you know, that's like, what
yeah,
I'm
okay,
getting
from I'll
Marty.
Just run down there and tell him.
So I love that. And I remember in 2011, the Vikings opened the season at San Diego, and it was a Percy Harvin kickoff return for touchdown that mm-hmm. opened the game. So first play of the season is mm-hmm. a Percy Harvin kickoff return.
I remember that.
And PA is in the booth calling the play, and you can hear someone in the back just hooting and hollering and clap. It's Marty.
And it was Marty?
It's Marty Fish. Yeah. That's him. Pretty
That's
cool
great.
Story. One last thing on the whole, I grew up in North Dakota. Now I'm out in California. Do you ever find yourself, like, when you tell people where you're from, they're like, ooh, cold up there. And I'm just like, it's not always that cold. Like, are you defending North Dakota like a lot of people have to defend Minnesota in that way?
Yeah. I mean, North Dakota, you have to defend a little bit more than Minnesota because people just don't know much about North Dakota.
Yeah.
They're like, is that in the U.S.? That's Canada, right?
It's still a state.
But what I always get, and this drives me crazy, is that I'll tell somebody where I'm from, and they'll say 5 minutes later, so what's it like in North Carolina? I said, no, North Dakota.
Dakota, right.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, right, South Dakota. I was like, no, North Dakota. It's like, it doesn't even register a lot of the time.
Like, so, literally flyover country.
Yeah.
In people's
and
minds.
So,
yeah.
And it, part of me likes that because I like the fact that nobody knows about us and we're up there, you know, as this enigma almost, and people don't know much about it. There's a curiosity. There's a more and more of a curiosity as things have happened over the years, whether it's oil or, you know, the NDSU football team or, you know, there's a lot of cool things, but the state itself is beautiful. I mean, it's an amazing state.
Yeah. For football coaching staffs, like when a coach moves on from one team to the next team, and I'll use Brad Childress as an example. When he came from the Philadelphia Eagles, where he was the Andy Reid's offensive coordinator, comes to the Vikings as a head coach, and you know, you want not only as a head coach, not only the best at what people do around you, but you want to feel comfortable with those around you. Like, you're confident in those people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you bring a lot of people from the Eagles coaching staff with you. You might even sign 2 or 3 ex-Philadelphia Eagles to your team. Does that happen in the film industry when you're working with directors and producers and fellow actors where the synergy is as important as the ability?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. A great example is this Transformers I'm about to start next week. Michael Bay is very loyal to his guys. Michael gets a bad rap a lot of the time for being a hard ass and being a tyrant on the set and just screaming and yelling all the time. And there is some of that. But a little bit of it is tongue in cheek. Mm-hmm. And he sort of knows what his reputation is and plays into it a little bit and has fun with people and likes to, you know, it's like, but those guys who can take it and have fun, and it's almost like a locker room. You got to have a thick skin and you got to know that the guy really loves you. He's just, you know, none of it's ever personal. He's just there to work. And he is talk about a general on the set.
Yeah.
He is in absolute control.
Yeah.
And to go back to my point, Zimmer, I think, is a great example of a guy who has come up slowly. It's been a slow burn to getting to where he is. And I think he really appreciates it. The players respect him because they know that he knows what he's talking about. And he appreciates this moment. And I think that he really appreciates this team. And I think that this is the team that took a shot on him finally. And it's the kind of guy that I think that we need in this organization to really sustain. He feels like a Belichick to me. He feels like a Bud Grant in a way to me, like a guy who the players love to play for.
Yeah.
And he's earned that because of the time spent preparing for this moment.
Yeah.
It didn't just happen quickly. A lot of these coaches come up so quickly that they don't know what the hell they're doing when they get there. That's a lot of responsibility to head coach a football team.
Yeah.
That's why I love this. I love him as a head coach. Anybody listening or watching right now, if you haven't seen their app, it is insane. It's the best in the league.
What better endorsement
true.
Could we have?
It's true.
Josh
it's the best.
Duhamel if endorsing
gonna,
our app.
If you were going to rank, you know, which team is on the forefront.
Keep going.
If you're going to rank which team is on the forefront, which team is most state-of-the-art in modern, you know, accessibility to a team, to feel like you're inside the organization and what's actually happening moment to moment, it's the Minnesota Vikings app.
Our work here is done, everyone. We just did it all.
It's true.
We got the job
I'm speaking
done.
The truth.
All right, man, you're a lot of fun to have around. Thanks for being a fan, and thanks for taking some time, spending it with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, most Vikings fans are aware by now of the big news earlier this week. No, I'm not talking about Josh Duhamel anymore. I'm talking about Harry the Hitman. He's going to stay a Viking for the foreseeable future. Here is your Pro Bowl safety with the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, when 9 to noon on KFAN was broadcast live from Winter Park earlier this week.
Then congratulations on the new 5-year deal.
Thank you.
And deals in the NFL, I mean, you're one of those players because you're extremely good at what you do, and everybody around here respects what you do, and you're super well-respected in the NFL. So it'd be cool if you played here for like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years. But like when somebody signs a 5-year deal, is it actually a 5-year deal? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, one thing that, you know, you kind of learn throughout playing is you have to prove yourself every single season, no matter what type of deal you're on. One thing, you know, Coach Gray, Jerry Gray always tells us is, doesn't matter what's going on, you're on a 1-year deal, so you got to prove yourself today. You know, you got to show up and you got to make plays and practice today and practice tomorrow.
Yep.
So I think if you take that approach, you know, don't get too ahead of yourselves, then you'll always be getting better, and the rest just takes care of itself.
Yeah.
You know, Rick and Rob do a good job at the contract signings of, you know, making it a big deal and letting fans see it. One thing that was really cool is when you signed your rookie deal, you know, they gave you a pen that you used to sign it. And for everyone who watched the video yesterday morning on the Vikings app, they saw that you signed this deal with your rookie pen. Now, was that just like a random lucky coincidence that you found that pen in the bottom of your briefcase, or was that a mindset for you that you kept your rookie pen and that you signed that contract with that pen?
You know, it wasn't, you know, something like right when I signed my rookie deal I thought of, but I always, you know, kept the pen and, you know, kept the hat that I got when I got drafted. And I was kind of looking at it the other day. I was like, that'd be cool if I signed with that. And, you know, I think it kind of means something to me that, you know, Rick traded back in the first round to get me. And at the time, some people might have thought, you know, maybe he reached for me or maybe he, you know, he took me too high. So I always wanted to prove that I was the right choice. Yeah. And, you know, that's something that I take with me going forward, too. You know, hopefully people will always, you know, there's always going to be doubters and people like that. So you just use that as motivation. And, you know, just try to keep making Rick right.
Yeah. If you read stuff, people nationally write about the deal that you agreed to yesterday, it says, and I'm sure it's accurate, that you're the highest paid safety in the National Football League. If indeed that is completely accurate, is that weird to you at all?
It is when I really think about it. You know, that's, to me, I never thought, you know, I'd be a first round pick in the first place. And I think kind of what we talked about, you know, just keeps me in check, keeps me going forward, taking it one day at a time and trying to get better each day. And like I said, the rest of the stuff it's obviously great, but the great thing is that I get to stay here and I get to play with what we, you know, the group that we have right now and the coaches that we have right now, everything, you know, the new stadium, this entire city, the Wolves, you know, there's just no better place to play right now. And I'm happy to be a part of it.
Harry's deal, not only big for the Vikings and their fans, obviously, but also the entire league. Here's NFL.com's Ian Rapoport on what this extension could mean for a few other safeties around the NFL.
Ian Rapoport is back with us. Now, this is an interesting deal, Ian, because it's going to impact so many other negotiations. What does this mean for Eric Berry and Tyrann Mathieu?
Well, it's good news for Eric Berry and Tyrann Mathieu, likely because as the two teams that they're respectively with discuss contract negotiations, it likely means both players will come in above this total, the 5 years, $51.25 million you mentioned, $29 million in guarantees. For Eric Berry, he is on the franchise tag, has still not signed it. The likely time for him to reach an extension would be the middle of July when the deadline for franchise players is. And then for the Honey Badger, this is something that the Cardinals have been actively pursuing. He will be, at the time of this contract, the highest paid safety. The question really is, how high will his contract go? Do not be surprised if it's in the $11 million per year range, or maybe even in the $12 million year range. But just like Harrison Smith's contract, this is a deal that both teams are dying to give their safeties, players they love, on their roster.
Those two guys smiling ear to ear after hearing about this contract today. Ian, thank you very much.
Finally today, let's check back in with the Move the Sticks podcast, one we like because we know they like the Vikings. Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks decide whether each NFC North team will improve upon or fall back from their record in 2015 this season. We know Bucky is a big Vikings fan this year, so you might not be surprised with his prediction for your squad's record in 2016.
NFC North, Buck, you want to roll here 11-5 Minnesota? You're a huge Vikings guy.
I'm a huge Vikings guy. I'm actually going to give them a higher. I think they're going to be the team that ends up with the best record in the NFC. I'm big on the Minnesota Vikings. I like their defense. They have all 11 defensive starters back. We'll talk later about Harrison Smith signing that contract. He's the playmaker in the middle of the field. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a more athletic and versatile defensive front in that front seven with Barr and Efferson Griffin and Linville Joseph and Sharif Floyd. I'm big on the Minnesota Vikings. I think they finished better than 11-5.
I think this division is going to be much improved. I think it's going to be a really good division. I'm going to say lower. I think they'll be a 10-6 team. I definitely think they're still capable of winning this division. But I'm going to say just because some of these teams are going to knock each other around a little bit, and we'll get to them in a second of why I'm a little more bullish on these other teams in the division. I'll say they're a 10-6 football team, a game off last year's pace. Speaking of 10-6, the Packers 10-6 last year, Buck.
Yeah, you know, the Packers are an interesting team because, you know, I've seen Aaron Rodgers carry this team, and last year they lost Jordy Nelson. The offense fell apart. They still go to the playoffs. But I'm going to say that it's a push. I don't think they've gotten dramatically better on defense, and I think defense ultimately is going to be the problem. It's going to be the thing that kind of keeps them out. I know Clay Matthews is moving back to his natural position. I just don't know if they have kind of like the physicality and all of the parts needed to be a premier team. I think they may backdoor themselves into the playoffs. I just don't think they can win the division away from the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I've got them 10-6 again as well. I got a push for them there for the Green Bay Packers. I think them and Minnesota could come down to some tiebreakers there. I could see them both being 10-6 type teams this year. I agree with you on the ability to keep Clay Matthews outside. I think is big for this football team. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, have you seen this thing? How he lost like 17 pounds?
Yeah, no dairy, no
cut
dairy.
Out.
Just cut it out. Trying to do the Tom Brady thing. They are adhering to the 80-20 rule, meaning you eat healthy 80% of the time. You cheat maybe 20% of the time, and that is enough to get it done. You know, if he's following Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if he's following Tom Brady's deal, that means he's also probably going to bed about 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's
Tom Brady's big.
Kirk Cousins is big on going to bed at 9 o'clock and getting all that sleep.
They must
I had nachos for lunch, man.
No, they must have a great DVR setup because I just can't imagine going to bed. You can't see any shows. What can you watch? You watch all the shows during the day?
Yeah, you have to DVR Tiny House is what you have to do. Detroit 7-9. I don't know. I'm not feeling this Detroit football team, Bucky. When I look at them, I know Calvin Johnson, obviously, no longer there. You make some additions there in free agency. I like what they did in the draft, getting a big defensive tackle. They got A'shaun Robinson, I believe, right in the second round.
Yep.
To go with what they did in free agency. When I look at this football team, Taylor Decker was their first round pick. I don't know. I like what they have defensively. Marvin Jones comes in there to replace Calvin Johnson, but I don't know. One of those deals.
I'm lower. I'm lower on the win total this year, and not any reason why. I just think other teams in the division are better. I just think it's going to be hard for them to muster number wins.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, Chicago. I'll take you first on this one here. I like the Bears. I think they'll be a better football team this year. They've made so much improvement on the defensive side of the ball. I thought last year coaching kind of covered up a lot of things there, but I think they did a nice job here in the offseason. The linebacker position has been completely overhauled. Leonard Floyd, I think, can give them some pass rush and some versatility there, who they got in the first round. I know you lose Matt Forte on offense. I don't think they'll be able to replace him individually, but I think the collection of backs that they have there, they'll be okay. And Kevin White, I said it on our podcast last week or the week before, mark it down, he's going to have a huge year if he stays healthy. I think this offense is better another year in this system. I like the Chicago Bears. 8-8, 9-7 type year.
You know, I think they're better. I think 8-8 would be a nice fit for them. I think they would show a lot of progress. This is a team that's kind of flipping their mentality, flipping kind of like who they are and their identity under John Fox. The defense will be better. They're going to miss Matt Forte. I think he was underrated in terms of what he brought to that team. 8-8 would be a nice record. I believe the defense is better. The offense will make some plays. Kevin White is certainly a guy to watch. I'm going to say they're better, but not quite good enough to compete with the top teams in the division.
So, big expectations from the Move the Sticks podcast. Thank you, Bucky, for placing those upon our shoulders. And big expectations for the final week of off-season workouts for your Minnesota Vikings. Next week at Winter Park will be the team's 3 mini-camp sessions before a nice break before heading down to Mankato to really get the 2016 season rolling. So be sure to stay tuned to Vikings.com as you have all off-season for even more Vikings content through next week and through training camp and eventually through the 2016 NFL season. Thanks everyone for listening to this episode of the Wobcast. I promise next week will be a bit more Wobby heavy because, well, it is called the Wobcast. So until then, We'll see you next week.